When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist Missed Connections.
I'll go first. It's man for woman called Let Me Be Your Leo.
Okay. I think I have a little bit of a hint of where we're going. Is this a little movie reference?
I sat across from you on the bus about 6 p.m. yesterday. You were the enchanting fair-skinned vixen flossing your teeth with your own hair.
Oh gosh!
Let's chew on that for a second.
I don't want to chew on that.
It was so adorable, the way your lower lip jutted out as if you might consume your own head at any moment.
I'm trying to do that a little bit.
I love a woman with a strong lower jaw.
Okay.
I was the well-dressed hunk of a man who picked up your phone after you dropped it.
Mm-hmm.
After I handed it to you, you commented on the bite marks on my neck and asked if I needed medical attention.
Oh.
Don't worry. They're just passion marks from an old friend.
I'm sorry, back the truck up. We have passion marks from an old friend?
We have passion marks from an old friend.
Okay, that sounds like a recent old friend.
It continues. As I sat there staring at you, my mind started to wander, and I envisioned us walking to the front of the bus together, leaning on the railing with our arms in the air, exclaiming, "I'm king of the bus!"
Like that.
Then we would walk arm in arm to the back of the bus and get it on.
Okay, all right. More passion marks, more passion marks.
When my Titanic bus fantasy came to an end, I noticed you left. Oh, I promise. Someday I'll find you.
Uh-huh.
Near. Far.
Oh, wow.
Wherever bus you are.
Stop. I feel like maybe you need to sing that. Why are you not singing that?
Be my rose.
I kind of want this to happen now. I mean, it's so cinematic.
It was written in the stars. Or
it was.
In the bus with Craigslist Missed Connections.
Woman for man.
Okay.
One man's junk can be another woman's treasure?
Okay, Question mark. Where are we headed with this?
Not sure.
Okay.
Here we go. Yesterday afternoon, I was walking home from hot yoga. And I stumbled upon your garage treasures.
Oh, okay. All right. I had a completely different thought of where this was headed. Okay, got it.
I was the large-chested lady who looked like the cute tennis instructor with the tennis skirt and surgically enhanced backside winky face.
Okay.
I could tell you were the man of the operation because I saw you tell the kid he couldn't have that slinky for 50 cents.
Wow.
Snatch it out of his hands. Not today, Satan. Wow. Good for you. We laughed about everything and anything and sometimes nothing.
Aw, so cute.
Originally, I was only going to buy the scary inflatable Santa from you.
Okay.
But your Clooney smile and Brad Pitt charm talked me into buying two demon baby lawn ornaments.
Demon baby lawn ornaments?
I don't really know. I'm going to have to look that up.
Okay.
They might sell them on Amazon. Not sure.
Sure.
We shook hands on the deal, and that's when I surprised you by kissing your cheek.
Oh.
Which is normal where I come from. The adult film industry.
Oh, my God. It's normal where I come from.
You think she's going to say like some land? Nope, sharp left turn.
She's going to slip that in there too. Just yep. Like, you know what? It's normal where I come from.
Winky face.
Right.
Uh-huh. By the way, if you're not doing anything this weekend, you can help me erect the inflatable Santa. Winky face.
Oh my God. I can't with this woman. I can't with this woman. Okay, well, whether you have a Titanic-like fantasy on a bus, or whether you had a chance encounter at a yard sale.
Uh-huh. Which, by the way, sounds kind of pricey if he's not letting a slinky go for 50 cents. I'm just saying.
Yeah, he's the man of the hour, I guess.